Blog Talk Radio.
I know a girl scared to love. She just so fearful of falling for me. I think that's weird because everyone falls. You just be careful of falling.
Nothing But the Truth is our radio show that talks about relationships and the issues that can happen when trying to start one, trying to get out of one, or currently in one. We also talk about real issues that are going on between sexes and how to change it around. Are you trying to find Mr. or Mrs. Right and keep ending up with the loser? Are you trying to figure out why things keep going wrong? If you say yes, then you're at the right place. And Nothing But the Truth.
Thank you, Lisa. Nothing But the Truth. We're going to get down to the issues and solve them for you. I'm your host, Mr. Evan Brooks, and I'm about to begin the show. The show is pre-recorded, so if callers are calling in, do not be disgruntled that I do not answer the calls because this was a pre-recorded show. I'm about to play the show, and if you have any questions or comments, just chat with me in the chat room. The chat room is open, or you can email me at nb_truth@yahoo.com. And I will not hold you any longer. I'm about to play the show. Thank you. Of Nothing But the Truth. I am your host, Mr. Evan Brooks, and today's date is June 14th, 2009. I'm about to say 2006, but that was a different time. Anyway, this show is brought to you by Nothing But the Truth on iTunes. You can go there to iTunes and subscribe to all the shows that I did recently in the past. Also by Blog Talk Radio. Just go by Blog Talk Radio by simply typing in www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth. You can go there and look at some recent shows. If that doesn't work, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth/feed. There you can get a link of shows. And what I plan on doing is reiterating more shows on here from the past, trying to push it every day for the listeners to listen to past shows that I did, some material. I want to get everyone's head into the game as far as what I'm talking about. Oh, damn. They got me right here. Yeah. Messing with the radios and stuff. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Audio quality was messing around, but that's all good. So, also let you know, Mr. LeBron is coming back. He's out for summer. Miss S, or whatever her nickname would be called. I know her. I call her SC. She's about to come in next week to talk about some of her blogs that she's about to post up. And if you any of you guys out there know how to go ahead and put up a website, so we're trying to post up a new website, let us know some of your ideas so we can go ahead and post that up as well too, or even help us out create the website. You can contact us at nb_truth@yahoo.com. So let me go ahead and jump into it right away here. A lot of people want to know about the main issues of relationships, because this show does talk about relationships and the things that's involved with it and things to do or issues that you have to get a solution. We give you possible solutions. We ain't saying go ahead and take everything that we say and and use everything, because this might not apply to you. Some of the things will apply to you. People are all different. Twins are different. People are different. So they're going to have different scenarios, different solutions for the right people. Now, if you're looking to have a relationship, then this show is for you. If you're just looking for a one-night stand, looking to score many, many women, or try to take a lot of guys' money and break them, then this show's not for you. Because right now we're talking about things that are important. People are tired of gangs. People are tired of lying around. People are tired of being sold false hopes. There have been sold false hopes. A lot of people have been sold false hopes. A lot of ladies who believe that the guy's really going to be there for them find out 4 or 5 years, even with some of his kids, that was a lie. Our goal is to stop this by preventing it for the younger ones out there that are in relationships and thinking this is the main guy when they really ain't saw the whole world yet. You need to get out of that mind frame. Ain't saying that the guy right here is a jerk or he's a cheater or whatever. But if you never have saw the world and you long for it, or if you have wonder about what's going on, what type of dudes over here or what type of girls are down in Atlanta, things like that, then you have questions. You should not jump into a relationship if you have basically a mind that wants to go out there and really do those things. I'm just being honest with you. I don't want you to be in no trouble or anything like that. So tonight, I want to talk about most important things the guys need to know. And it's been told time and time again. You see it on the status as well, too. Why should you not lie to women? This show is going to talk about lying to women and why, as a guy, you should not go down that path when trying to get as many women as you want. And I know a lot of guys saying that's crazy. You got to lie to a woman so she won't leave you so you can have other women. No, on contrary. Telling the truth, being honest, that's a new approach of being bold. If you being bold with a woman and you tell her what's on your mind and how you want it, no sugarcoating, you should be able to get anything that you want, my friend. You can get more to the point with a woman instead of beating around a bush, so to speak. A lot of guys beat around a bush so a woman's going to match up with you and beat around a bush with you. When you're trying to do something, if you're trying to hit it, let's say you're trying to get it. Don't sit there and be like, well, I think I want to talk to you. I think I want to do this. I want to do different things with you. I guess, you know, you need to know what you're going to do with this woman. You know? And just being real and being honest with one another will take care of a lot of issues right here. I know a lot of you are like, why can't I just lie to her? The reason why you don't want to lie to her is because it's a form of aggression, fellas. If you don't know that, deceiving a woman. One thing you don't want to do is deceive a woman. Be real with her. Be upfront with her. If she asks you, do you have other women, don't say no. Because actually, if you say no, and you know you're messing around, she's not going to see value in that. I know that sounds backwards, but it's true. The reason being, women want to go with or be with someone that's wanted. If you're wanted or shown that you look like you're wanted, she's going to be wanting to be intrigued and want to get up with you. I mean, you don't want to, I don't want you to sit there and be BS yourself. But women, that's true. You see a lot of guys out here with women, and now you see girls that want them. Now, when he was single, he didn't have this issue. Didn't have this issue at all. Doing this thing, making things what it is. Doing what it do, you know? But, you know, when you're single, or if you show yourself that you can't get a woman, they're not going to want to be entertained by that. But when women want to be with a man, it's going to be intriguing. They want to have a man that's going to be interesting. You lying, basically, nah, babe, you're the only one. She might be all right with that, but eventually she's going to find out. Guys do slip up. Younger guys tend to slip up more than the older guys. The reason being, because they ain't went through the mistakes yet. Older guys have been through mistakes before. That's all I'm pointing out to you folks. Is just be aware of what's going on around you when you're with someone. Let's not BS ourselves. Now, on the other hand, you talk about being with many women as you want by telling the truth. Women ask you, again, are you talking to someone? Are you seeing someone? Women want to know all this stuff. And women just don't ask questions, just ask questions. They want to know exactly who you with, what's the status, is it sexual, is it just being friendly, what is it? Because they want to see if they can take that broad spot. That's all that is. Women are competitive, guys. They're very, very competitive. You go down to Atlanta, the ratio of women is higher than it is with the men. So women got to do what they got to do to see if they can bring them a baller or whatever they want to bring home. So, making that point right there, I know I'm trying to say it sounds dry or whatnot, but being that point right there, you having women coming to you, talking to you, wanting to know, you should not deny the fact of what you are. You're a young man, supposedly. You're just starting out in life. You tell them to talk to many women you want to. You tell them what status is. Now, a woman upset with that, she might leave. And guys, you gotta let her leave. Let her know up front. So that way she can't say he's a dog or whatever. She can't never call you dog because she asked you, you gave her a straight up answer. Be 100. That's how I see. Be 100% with a woman. So then she can't ever never say you a dog, you're just like all of them. Nothing like that. Some women might stay to see if they can get in your mix and see if they can knock that fraud off. You're trying to knock the girl to be the bottom bitch, to be honest. Now, women who walk away from it, already for reasons I can say right here, in my opinion, they've been through some shit like that before, but the guy lied, and this is how you're going to be different. The guy lied, told them they didn't have a different one, but you actually did, but you told, but she don't want to accept the fact, or the woman doesn't want to compete. She'll tell you that woman will say that I don't want to compete, but they compete every day, how they would dress and stuff, bringing home numbers, or giving out the numbers as many times they can, getting guys to say stuff. You can look at MySpace, you can look at Facebook, Black Planet, Twitter, all these places. Girls with little outfits doing a little thing. Guys say little comments, I eat that, or I drink your bathwater, things of that sort, competing every day. They do it so well that they don't think about it. It's just like breathing. You don't think about breathing. You just breathe. They might say, I don't want to be no competition. I don't want to be one of your broads and stuff. She wants to be. But the ones that back off and say no, they weak in the head anyway. Because you never know. They never explored the possibility of what that relationship was about. If they just say, you talking to someone, you say, yeah, I am. And they just walk, oh, I don't want to talk to you, that's a girl or whatever. Yeah, they're already shooting themselves in the foot. Go ahead and let them shoot yourself in the foot. You can be more direct and tell, look, I'm always looking for positions. I'm always looking for a team. And when I find the right one, I won't need a rest. You can tell them that. Be real. That's being honest. Because if you're young, you ain't looking to get married right now. When you're young, you're not looking to settle anything right now. You're trying to see what you can do at this point. And nothing's wrong with that. It's all gravy. You don't want to be caught up in the lie. And women pissed off because you don't know how this woman reacts to a lie. This woman can fuck your life up, to be honest with you. She can sit there, set you up, get you hurt, even killed, mess up your money, put your name out in the street really big, try to say that you gave her a disease, stuff like that. You don't want to have that. You don't want a bad name out on the street. So when you're starting a campaign, you're starting to promote yourself, start trying to get as many women you can, get to know them, that's going to fuck you up. And I can tell you, for instance, this happened to me. And I did my shit for real, because this can happen either way, you tell the truth or not. She lied, but this is what you do. You get as much dirt you can on her. And you ever see her again, You can confront her at a party. I know y'all can say this sounds petty, but if you got all your facts, you got all your ducks in a row, and it's the truth, you put her on the spot, she's not going to suspect that. She'll know to shut the fuck up about you. Or you're going to find some more dirt on her. But the thing is, the girl brought her friend over. Bad Latin chick. Over. To have dinner. Girl was trying to use me. And one time she wanted to hang out when I cooked dinner. Okay. Me and my boy came over. Like, we had dinner or whatnot with them. She tried to say, well, I gotta go now since I said, why you gotta go so early? So I got stuff to do. So you didn't have nothing to do earlier. Why didn't you get your shit done before you came? I got stuff to do, don't we, girl? We got some stuff to do. Her Latin chick didn't want to leave. She did not want to leave. She wanted to stay. Matter of fact, she wanted me to teach her how to make some cheesecake. I know, all of a sudden, the girl would not talk to me no more. So from that point when she talked to me, to so forth to now, you know it had to be some shit that she put out there in my name. Tell me he's not good, he's this and that. You know, no one's stupid. But you got charged to the game. And she can probably have a grip on her friend, probably influence her to do certain things. But you're going to have people do some shit like that. And also, with women, women carry baggage. Not all of them. Most of them. Most of them carry baggage from a past relationship and bring it into a new relationship. That shit's got to go. You being honest helps them let go of that shit. Because then, if you being honest with them and you prove to them, look, have I ever lied to you and shit like that? That can lower their guard right there. Now, you sit there and got secrets and stuff, or seem like you have secrets, that guard's going to raise up, and that stops you from getting what you want. Either if it's just relationship, the sex, whatever it is. I ain't saying go out there and just be honest with them just to have sex and stuff, but if that's your attention, just tell her that's your attention. Don't sit there and say I want to have a relationship when you really just want to have sex. Don't get in a situation like that. Y'all see too many guys messing up these girls. Too many girls, young girls, as a matter of fact, messing up their head, getting them to think, hey, I'm his only one. Then see this dude next week with another broad. He fucks up the whole thing. And the guys who can't be honest, they ain't no guys at all. They're little boys. A man can be honest with his shit. A man can sit there and say, look, I did this. And the reason why guys don't want to tell the truth is because of some of the fears. There's seven types of fears and stuff. One of the fears is fear of rejection, fear of failing, basically. You don't want to be like, damn, you know, I had this girl, I don't want to mess this up. In my opinion, in my fears that I study right there, feel the fear of failure. Basically, failing to get that number, failing to get this girl's draws, clouds your mind. If you being honest, and you being real with yourself, whether it's win, lose, or draw, you can walk home and be say, I did the right thing. But a lot of guys don't think that. They're like, I got to get her any way I can. So that means I got to trick off a lot of money to say, I'm living it up, and then I take her home, and I'm living with my mama. I do it. All right, she'll fall in love with me. No, she won't. And if you lie about your lifestyle, you lie about how you got it made, you got this and that, she's going to find out. And you shouldn't even be with a woman that's materialistic like that. That sound only talk to you if you got rims or you got a lot of money. You don't want to be around no one like that. Because she's not there for you. She's just there for money. And you should just be more frank. But look, I'm not giving you none of that. I will give you some D-I-C-K. And the only thing she can say is yes or no. And so, what you get mad at? Nothing to get mad at all. Women say they want honesty. I understand that. But how you apply your honesty is another story, fellas. When you're applying your honesty to a girl, you're telling her the truth. I'm not sitting there saying, have confession night all night with her. She asks you a question, just be straight up with her with it. But I ain't saying, don't give out too much information. You don't want to give out too much. Give out enough information, need to know basis. That's it. Don't lie about it. I know some guys will manipulate, so I'm kind of talking to them. It's not a kind of. You got to get out of this kind of if, maybe. When you talk like that, Guys, when you talk like that, you put in different, that you're saying two things in one sentence. Maybe I am talking to someone. We're kind of going together. You're saying, yeah, I do go with her, but no, I don't go with her. Just say, look, I talk to other people. You tell them how serious it is. When I ain't going different, you test and say, I banged this chick on Wednesday, I banged this chick on Thursday. But you want to be like, okay, I am talking to some people, but it's not serious at this moment. Now, if I find the right one, that's a different story. I can roll with that. If you can do that and do it with a straight face, look at that now, because when you look at a woman dead in the eye like you mean what you're talking about, that shows that you're not bullshitting. And a lot of guys can look in the eyes. Most times, you can look a person in the eye and they can see if you want some deceit shit. If you can't look her dead in her eye, you turn your head away from her while you're saying this stuff to her, she's not going to believe what you're saying. Try it. Let's try it one day. Fuck up on some shit and look the other way and see how she treats you. Where you look her dead in the eyes and say what you gotta say and get out of the way. Now, I tell my boy, Mr. 910, I said how the old school players did it, the old school ballers, old generation. They say what was on their mind and they went on with it. Our generation gets to a point where we don't really say what's on our mind. We're afraid of rejection. We're afraid of failing. So we try to be easy with it. But then that doesn't work because if you're acting like that, it's going to really make you a target. The people are going to place stuff on you like, oh, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Because you're not speaking your mind. You're not stating what you feel about the situation or how honest you're feeling inside your head about situations that's going on. Well, keeping it real with women, you got to take the same mentality. You got to be willing to get up, speak your mind to a woman. No bullshit with it like, well, I want to just hang out, you know, since we can work out together. Let's say, look, I found you attractive over there, and I want to see if I can get that number, or, hey, give me a call, I want to hook up with you. I want to see what's up with you. I know you working or doing your thing, but give me a call, I want to holler, I want to see what we can have. And she might be like, what you mean, well, we have to, just call me and I'll tell you. You know my number, baby, just call me. And if you're fine, if she don't want to call, fuck it, you know? Who ain't interested, move on. If she intrigued by what you just say because you say what you gotta say, you didn't sugarcoat it, then you're right there. You gotta stay intriguing, guys. Being telling the truth makes you more intelligent than some of these guys out here who lie. So the reason being, say, a lot of young guys learn from their mistakes at a young age like they are now. Compared to the older guys, since I've been there and done that, this is what I do in this scenario. Now, you coming out being honest from the get-go, that shit gonna blow her mind. She gonna be like, I never met no one that damn honest. And then she's going to be in the mood to tell you shit straight up honest. Because you should get a woman that's going to mirror you. If you want some real shit, if you want some shit about getting your money, you should get a woman that's about getting her money. And if you're with a woman who's garbage, no, you're garbage, and you get up with a woman, she's going to be garbage. The woman's going to mirror her man. So if you're a man that's going to be real, not sugarcoated, you're going to say what's on your mind, and it's going to work from that point on out, then she's going to be like, hey, I need to be honest with him too, because there's not going to be no deceit. You want to be like this. You want to be known. You want to be famous for your words of being real. Because when your name get on the street, say, this motherfucker don't hold back shit. He says what's on his mind. People are going to wonder, did you lose your mind? Did you watch, forgot that movie with Jim Carrey, The Yes Man or whatever it's called. Or wherever, I think he played a lawyer. And daughter wish that he tell the truth, liar, liar, and he just told the truth, they're going to think something wrong with you. But not a bad way. Just like, this motherfucker is telling what's on his mind. And people are going to think twice approaching you. A girl come up to you talking about some tricking mess. I could get over to you, give me some money, or you could take me out to eat, and she flipped out on you. You're like, no, I don't take out people trying to use me. And so I don't use people. I was like, well, that's your opinion. I got my opinion. And she's like, dang, you know, if she thought she was going to use her coochie as a trump card, and you just trumped that right there with your honesty, like, I don't care if you do or do not give it to me, like, I'm going to find someone else to give it to me. So whatever you say really doesn't faze me today. You might throw it at you. You wouldn't want to be with a man. It's going to be some type of complex, so not simple, but some type of complex where they can't just quite figure him out. You got to always change up yourself, man. Even when you don't feel like you got to constantly change yourself up. And one of the ways to change yourself, being honest. Not on this nonsense. Talking about, well, I want to do this thing. I want to be special. I want to be an asshole. Be real. When you start making yourself real, women are going to respond quickly to what you're trying to get to. If you save your attentions to a woman while you're there, what you're trying to get from her, she's going to respond quickly. It's not going to be no dancing around. Because I know guys out there are tired talking to a girl, and she got them on a rope. I said, well, how did you approach her? What did you say to her? Did you come up with a friendship talk? I just want to be friends. Did you come off with this, hey, shorty, blah, blah? Or did you come off saying, look, I find you very attractive. I'm drawn to you. I want to get up with you. I want to see what you're about. More like you picked the first two, not the last one. So like, again, like I said, a lot of guys are afraid. Just be honest with the woman. Tell her what you want. And women going to be turned on to that shit, man. And you don't got to lie about it. And when you do that, you're going to set yourself a name out there. And then she can't get more women because women are going to be like, I want to be around dudes honest like that. Now, yeah, I know he's talking to other women and stuff, but he's not lying to me about that shit. See, I think a lot of women would be down for that. And I talked to a lot of women about that. They'd be down with a dude who's honest like that, even though he might be talking to different women. If he's telling you, I'm talking to different women, he already told you the conditions of where he's at. Where someone might be like, well, I have a friend. We know what friends are. He can say, I'm talking to someone right now and we haven't sex. But I wouldn't mind talking to you. Might flip out a little bit because it's a shock to us. No one's not going to come up that bold like that. Not no normal dude. Not the average Joe, you know. But you come off like this saying, look, I want to have this. What about you? Let's see what you're going to offer. Hey, she might drop them right there for you guys. But hey, it's all good. Now I'm saying, guys, just be honest with yourself. Don't get caught up in no nonsense. And you're going to keep getting more and more and more. That concludes our show tonight. I'm your host again, Mr. Evan Brooks. You can email me at mb_truth@yahoo.com. Go to iTunes, Nothing But The Truth. And go to Blog Talk, www.blogtalkradio.com/mb_truth. Guys, be ready for next week. It's going to be a live show. I've been waiting to get out there and talk to you folks out there, see what's going on. We're going to promote the show heavily on Facebook, Black Planet, Twitter, all the works. Thus need you to know that you can contact me if you want to help promote some flyers online. Give me a call. Well, not call, but give me an email. It's that email address that I listed below. Again, it's mb_truth@yahoo.com. Hit me up. We'll get it all situated for you. You won't have any issues to deal with because, you know, I'm going to reward my people who look out for me. Just like everyone who looks out for me, I look out for them. I'm not into no games. I'm into realness. But other than that, I thank you for tuning in, and I wish you a good week.